Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your drivers and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. That's 800-281-7048.
As Into Tomorrow continues in our 25th year on the air, delighted to have you with us, even more delighted when you call in and participate. And not just because when you call in, you win stuff, especially now during our huge annual Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway. Do check out the post at intotomorrow.com. When you call in, no promises, no guarantees, but mention two or three or four of the various items that we have. A lot of goodies from guests of the show, sponsors, other friends of the program that send us things to share with you just for participating on the program. It really is that easy. And there's so many cool consumer tech products that you need to check out. So visit us at intotomorrow.com. Be sure to either use the audio option on the free updated Into Tomorrow app. It's very easy, and you sound like you're right here in the studio with us. Or the old-fashioned way still works, toll-free from anywhere in North America and anytime 24/7. You can call in at 800-899-INTO, 800-899-4686. Let us hear from you, and then let us send you some of the goodies. Our next guest solved the toilet paper shortage long before there even was a TP shortage. San Francisco-based manufacturer and distributor of healthy home products. Wait till you see and hear about the kinds of cool things that Brondell has available. The president of Brondell is Stephen Scher. Steve, welcome Into Tomorrow. How are you?
Hey, Dave. I'm doing great, and really appreciate you having me on the show today.
It's a pleasure, and full disclosure, I've used one of your bidets for years and love it. And when people were having trouble early on in this pandemic, and I think nobody still understands why toilet paper was such a shortage, but when that was such a crisis, I just said, really? I still use some, but not nearly as much as I ever used to, because I don't need to because of a very nice bidet. But tell me, before we get into some of that, how you guys got started, how you got into first the bidet business, and then some of the other cool stuff you've got available now.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. And, you know, first of all, we're glad you're a fan.
Oh, yeah.
We hear similar comments from our customers, you know, once you sort of experience washing with water and the benefits of a bidet, there's no going back.
And speaking of being such a fan, it also has a fan, I have to throw that in, and of course a heated seat. You know, I don't know how people can get up in the morning and go sit down and not go, yikes, you know, because it's cold. I haven't had that problem for years.
No more cold toilet seat shock, right?
Exactly. I mean, there's reason enough right there. And we've talked a lot about the advantages of things like bidets. We had a recent guest that was absolutely with me 100% on the best thing you can do, even for your parents or especially your grandparents, is get them a bidet. And it doesn't mean you have to go buy a whole bidet. What you're doing is getting something like a bidet seat that simply, and I can attest to the fact, very easily replaces your existing toilet seat, and you hook it up and voila, all of a sudden you don't know how you live without it.
That's exactly right. It's a retrofit to your existing toilet, can be self-installed. They range in price from a very simple non-electric ambient temperature product, you know, around $50, $60, all the way up to all the bells and whistles with heated seats and deodorizers and, you know, loads of technology for under $700 for that top of the line.
And, so, of course, because you run the gamut, it's affordable for everyone. And talk about a perfect gift. I mean, I'm not trying to overdo it, except that I am very, and my regular listeners know, because I talk about my Brondell bidet anyway, that it's something that you owe yourself, let alone give to your parents or somebody else or, you know, otherwise. But again, it's the kind of thing that you say, my gosh, how did I live without this before? Was I that primitive? and mind
and, you know, it's the gift that keeps on giving. Yeah. Something you're going to use every day, right?
That's very true. It all started with me when I was first visiting Asia covering consumer tech products. And, of course, they're everywhere in Japan, especially. And I'd be out there doing another trade show and saying, my gosh, this is great. Every hotel I'm in has these bidets or just these retrofit seats and so forth. Why don't we have that? Well, it turns out I looked into it, and we do with Brondell. So
that's actually a great segment into your first question. So our founder, Dave Samuel, he's an internet sort of entrepreneur. In the early 90s, was in Japan with his father was on a business trip, and he accompanied him. And they were out, you know, having dinner at a restaurant, and he went into the bathroom and saw this contraption in the bathroom, you know, buttons in, you know, Japanese characters, and you know, started... He was just intrigued, started pushing some buttons to see what this thing was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, long story short, he came back to the dinner table with a wet shirt and pants.
I can picture it now, because it's like, well, what does this do? Whoa!
Yeah. So, you know, that was his first experience. And that kind of sat with him for about a decade. And... in early 2000, in 2003 to be exact, that idea came back to him, and he reflected back and said, here's a product in, at that time, 60% of homes in Japan.
Yeah.
And doesn't even exist here in America, in the U.S. You know, what's going on? And we've always followed tech trends. You know, smartphones were in use in Japan before the U.S. here.
True.
So he thought, what a great idea. Let's get this company going. A couple years later, Mark Cuban actually invested in the company. Mark and Dave Samuel were friends and associates from the early days of the internet. They both had internet companies related to broadcasting and music online. Mm. So they knew each other.
So he didn't even have to appear on Shark Tank, huh?
That was before Shark Tank, if you can believe
true.
That, right? So, yeah, Mark came in as an investor, and the company was founded. And we weren't quite ready for the message, I think, back in 2003. It was... you know, a long, slow, uphill process early on, you know, convincing someone to change a behavior from birth, right? Wiping and, you know, I'm used to this and it's working for me and, you know, that's weird and awkward. But what we found is the more people that, you know, open up a little bit and give it a try, they actually end up becoming very passionate and lifetime users of the product.
And Steve, that's such a good point, because I absolutely had kind of the same reaction my first time in Japan, saying, well, what is this? What does this do? Etc. I was fortunate that at least the particular hotel I was in Tokyo at that point had English translations on the buttons as well. And they were actually like label maker. I mean, there was the Japanese character, and then you could see a label maker underneath, wash, dry. I was like, really? And then, so I tried it. And I thought, this is very comfortable. This is very nice. And it did a nice job and drying and the whole bit. Plus, again, the seat was warm. And I thought, well, what's not to like about this? And you're right. People, once they try it, they say, oh, this is it. I mean, of course, it's not the kind of thing that you can just go to your neighbor's house and say, I hear you have a bidet. Can I give it a shot? You know?
You got to be a close friend or family member.
Yeah, that, exactly. Right? Or knowing that you can start very inexpensively and then graduate up to other features and so forth. I think that is a good way to do it, and obviously you guys are doing it. Why the name Brondell? Does that mean something? Brondell. Did that come from something in particular?
That's actually a great question. So early on, trying to come up with a name for the company, you know, it's you know, what do we call this thing? And Brondell is actually paying homage to John F. Brondell. He was an English architect early on who helped invent a type of flush valve that brought, essentially, was one of the components that brought basically the outhouse indoors.
Wow!
So he helped facilitate today's modern toilet and bathroom that we know today. So we put an extra L at the end of it to sort of Americanize it a little bit, but that's actually the origin of that name.
Well, I'm glad I asked, because that makes sense, and I see that connection, and the fact that you guys are kind of paying homage to that is pretty cool. And I'm going to ask you a huge favor, Steve. If you don't mind holding on a couple of moments, let us pay a couple of bills, and I'm going to extend the interview a little, because guess what, folks? There's a lot more than bidets that Brondell does. We're going to talk about healthy home products in general and some really cool tech that they use. Stay tuned. Meantime, visit Brondell.com, Brondell.com. And of course, we'll get you there when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. Don't go away. Lots of cool stuff you don't want to miss as Into Tomorrow continues.